gets it inside. Frank Gore is still going. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Two from the 40. Couple of tight ends. Receiver right and Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30. To the 20. Inside the 10. Touchdown.
First down and 10. Johnson gets a shoulder square.
Watch out. He's got to get away from the top speed. Touchdown.
Welcome in to episode 6 of the Grinding the Edge podcast here on South Hartman. I'm your host, Koopa. You can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa or on Discord at KoopaTroopa8. As I discussed last week, we're getting into a bit of a dead period before things start to pick up before the season, so I have a little bit more time to talk about some more general Dynasty concepts before we start getting into how you might want to maneuver in the season and what the data can show us there. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about portfolios. What do I think makes a portfolio? And also, how many people are out there presumably playing in portfolios? Because that is important to know, especially because if you are trying to play in a portfolio, it's sometimes easier to make trades with other people that are playing in portfolios. And it's easier to potentially get beaten by those people who are not playing portfolios and instead are grinding the edges in your specific leagues. So how can we identify those managers? And how can we make sure that we are playing optimally, both to the number of leagues that you have versus the number of leagues that everyone else has? So that's going to be our topic for today. Before we get into that, I had a quick one to shout out to the South Hartman Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/South Hartman and you sign up for the pregame poopers tier, you can see the chats that are going on in the Wrinkled Brains channel. Dynasty Barry and I have been talking a lot recently about some of the strategies that you can take right now in Best Ball Mania. We're looking at the ADP and comparing it to Warp and realizing that there's some inefficiencies going on that, if you draft differently than the ADP says, that you might be able to give yourself an advantage. So you can get in there and see some of those conversations and hopefully get some edges there. In addition, you can also check out our partners over at Ultimate Autographs, or Signed Shit. That's signed sh.it. At Ultimate Autographs, you can sign up for live prize breaks in order to get all sorts of cool sports memorabilia. You can get yourself stuff from any sport, not just the NFL. You can get yourself stuff from baseball, the NHL, the NBA. You can get yourself stuff from boxing and MMA and all sorts of other athletes. All you need to do is go over to Signed Shit or signedsh.it and use the code HARMAN15 at checkout, and you'll get 15% off of your order. So once again, that's Signed Shit or signedsh.it. And use the code HARMAN15 at checkout to get 15% off. So today's show is about portfolios. First, I want to talk about what is a portfolio, because I listen to a lot of awesome content. Specifically, Scott Connor was the person that brought me into this idea of thinking about my dynasty leagues as a portfolio, where I don't have to play them individually. Instead, I can play them against each other. The idea of, if I want to be in on a certain player, I just need to get him in more leagues, not that I need to target him in any specific league. And if I want to get out of a player and reduce my ownership, I can play the leagues against each other in order to get good deals between those different leagues as I lower my player exposure. If you want more information on that, go check out his Destination Dynasty podcast, and also check out his Dynasty Portfolio Weekly podcast that he did leading up to the NFL draft. Both of those are extremely informative in telling you how to play a portfolio. What I'm going to focus on is, what does it mean to have a portfolio? How many people are playing in a portfolio versus playing in a few Dynasty leagues? And how can you use that knowledge to your advantage? So the way I started was thinking about what it means to be in a portfolio. If I'm going to define having a portfolio of players, I need to have enough leagues that I need to be able to actually have a chance at owning all the players. So the best way to think about it is, if I had a random set of leagues, what's the expectation that I would have at least one of every single player in one of my leagues? So going back to episode one, where the average league size was between 10 and 12, I probably need between 10 and 12 leagues in order to likely have a player on at least some team somewhere. By random distribution, I'm probably going to have every single player at least once. Now, at that point, you are able to start to manipulate those numbers. If you are in on a player, you're able to get them in more leagues. If you are out on a player, you're able to not own them anywhere. As you increase your number of leagues, you're going to increase the chances to own a player to where maybe if you get all the way up to where you're at 48 leagues, now the expectation would be that you have four of every player. Well, I could then decide, all right, I'm going to only have one of a certain player. I'm out on that player, but I'm not totally out. I can still have one share, and I can have varying levels. I can have one share, two shares, and three shares, and all of those are underweight. I am still out on that player, but I can have varying levels of being out on that player. When I get to four, that's average. If I agree with the community sentiment, I should have four shares of that player across my 48 dynasty leagues. And then as I increase the number of shares, I go to five, six, seven, eight, and now all of a sudden I am investing more into this player. I have more shares than the community sentiment, and I am investing more in thinking that this player is going to do well. So that's the general idea of what it means to be in a portfolio, is I'm able to manipulate the number of shares of a player based on where I think they should be valued compared to the community. And an advantage of that is you're able to play your leagues against each other. You're able to say, okay, I have four shares of wide receiver 24, and I want to reduce my number of shares because I think he should be valued down at wide receiver 36. So I can go through and I can sell two of those shares. Say that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reduce my share count so I only have two of that player. And I can take all four of those leagues and send out offers. And I only need two of them to be accepted. I only need two counters that are reasonable. I don't need every single one of them. Whereas if you are in a small number of leagues, say you only have four leagues, and you have that wide receiver 24 in one of them, if you think that he's overvalued, you need to now find one of the 11 other managers in that league that is willing to pay that market value for that player. It becomes much harder to do that when you are talking at this smaller micro, hey, I only have a small number of leagues. That's where, when you're in a small number of leagues, you can't play the portfolio effectively. You have to do different things. And that's where you end up focusing on, okay, I need to play to the managers in my league. You have a small enough number of managers that you understand, hey, I can know that of these 11 other managers, that this guy's a fan of the Cowboys. This guy's a fan of the Vikings. This guy is a fan of the Eagles. And you're able to understand what their player biases are. You know that this person really likes wide receiver twos. You know this person really likes high-level quarterbacks. And you're able to manipulate your league's market playing off of the tendencies of the other managers in your league. That is not a portfolio mindset. That is playing to the specific league. The ideal way in order to play fantasy is to balance across those two ideas, playing to a league specifically, and then also balancing your portfolio. It just becomes hard to do that the larger your portfolio is, because you have less time to dedicate to managing your league. And so you need to be more mindful of what your portfolio is. So my idea is that, okay, my portfolio, it really should begin at like 12. And if you don't have 12 leagues, you should not be discussing playing in a portfolio, because you don't even have enough leagues to reasonably even say, I have a random opportunity of expectation that I'm going to have a share of a player. So that's why my minimum number is 12. Ideally, you have more. If you're up all the way to that 48 number, which is a lot, I will admit I was only in 25 last year. And so I still count that as a portfolio. But if you go all the way up to that 48, you have more flexibility to be slightly out, even more out, to be slightly overexposed, to be extremely overexposed. You can more finely control how your exposure levels are between different players, between all of your leagues. Because anytime you want to invest in a player, you have 40 leagues that you can do that in. If you want to sell a player, you have 40 other managers that you can sell them to. And so it makes it much easier in order to be able to manipulate your overall exposure. So I wanted to go through and see how many people are actually playing in a portfolio. So I looked at the number of people that are in certain numbers of dynasty leagues. Now, what I thought was interesting was looking at how many people are in just one dynasty league. I have 830,939 people in my database that played dynasty in 2023. They did so across 132,813 leagues. And from my experience, I feel like that there's a lot of people that are in multiple leagues. Like everyone that I talk to, they usually get the bug when they're in one league, and so then they join at least one or two more. They very rarely are just in one league, because if they're just in one league and they weren't crazy about it, then they just drop. But usually they're in one league, they enjoy it, so then they play another. However, I found that that's actually not true. I'm talking with people that like Dynasty. I'm talking with people that really like fantasy football. In reality, 78% of people are only in one Dynasty league. That means that if you're talking about people that are only focused on one specific league, that are paying attention to every single movement you're making, that's 78% of all managers in the Dynasty space. I also want to say that my data collection technique, it probably misses a lot of these people. If you have a league of 10 friends that all got together and just spun up a Dynasty league, I don't know about it. I only know about leagues that random people have connected themselves to. So that number's probably even higher. So those people that are playing in Dynasty leagues that might even be listening to Dynasty content, a lot of them are just in one league. That's all they care about. So keep that in mind, that a lot of people are not playing in portfolios. Portfolio management is something that very few people are involved in. And if you've been listening to a lot of portfolio content, you are probably one of the few people that is even thinking in that mindset. So going up from one dynasty league, I just wanted to go up to see how many people are even at five leagues. Well, five leagues, that's still only 3.6% of dynasty players. 96.4% of people that play Dynasty don't even get to five leagues. In my mind, the portfolio starts at 12. And at five, we've already removed over 96% of all the players in the Dynasty space. So not only are we talking about, hey, there's a ton of people that are only playing in one league, most people don't even get past the point where they're still primarily focused on managing their relationships with other managers, paying attention to what they like, the moves they make, and they know their leagues inside and out. So if you're playing in a portfolio, understand that most of the managers you're playing against, those people are in fact going to be playing that game against you. You need to know that. You need to keep those things either out of your process or hidden. And frankly, I think it's easier to just try and keep it out of your process. Trying to keep things hidden from these people that are going to be watching your every move, paying attention to your leagues, that's going to be hard. So you have to have a sound process and you have to stand behind it. If you have a process that you believe in, you should be able to tell everyone else your process. And they can sit there, they can laugh at it, they can scoff at it. But if you truly believe it, you don't care what they think. You know it's right and you're going to follow it. And so if you're in a portfolio, you have to understand that I need to have a process and I need to understand I'm not going to let myself be outplayed by these people that are watching my league more closely than I am. So let's go all the way up to my minimum number to have a portfolio, which is 12. At 12 or more leagues, we only have 7,906 Dynasty players. And that's only 0.95% of the total Dynasty space. That's less than 1%. Most people aren't even at a portfolio level, but they're listening to all these shows that talk about buys and sells, that talk about, hey, this player is overvalued versus this other player. They don't even have the number of leagues to implement it. They don't even have multiple shares of a player. They hear on one show, hey, I want to sell this player, and great, they have one share of that player, and there's 11 other managers in that league. And if enough of them are listening to the same content, guess what? They can't sell that player at market value because they've all heard the same thing. So that's where playing in a portfolio, it's different. You can listen to that sell and go, okay, I want to sell one or two shares. And I can do that across such a wide range. But there's so few people actually playing in enough leagues that they're able to implement that. Even I was at 25 leagues in 2023. I struggled to perform buys and sells across my own leagues because sometimes I'd hear, hey, this player's a sell, and I'd go and look at my leagues and I have one share of them. Great. That's awesome because my normal expectation would be two. So I was already under my ownership of that player, and I just had to sit there and know I'm not going to be able to sell this player, even though they're an obvious sell, because the other 11 managers in that one league where I had them, they're all listening to the same thing. There were some leagues where I was able to sell the shares or buy the shares that I wanted or things like that, but it becomes harder when you're trying to play a portfolio at a small portfolio size. And so that's been something for me for this season, is I've increased my number of leagues. The idea being, it's going to be easier for me to be able to play these portfolio strategies, to be able to manipulate my rostership, to be able to buy players that I want to buy and sell players I want to sell, because I just have more opportunities to do that. So looking at this, I went, huh, that's kind of interesting that 1% of total players are in at 12 leagues. But you see that at 5 leagues, that number's almost 4%. So there's obviously a steep drop-off between 1 and 5, but it starts to level out. And I was curious if there's some kind of hump, some kind of level where it becomes too hard to manage your leagues on a individual, I keep track of every other manager basis, and instead I need to switch to a portfolio mindset. And the way you would see that when looking at data is that you would see the ratio of people in one number of leagues to the next number becomes linear. It does not drop off. And what's really cool is I see that number happen right around 9 leagues. So once you go from 8 to 9 leagues, the decrease in the number of people between 9 and 10 and 10 to 11 and 11 to 12, it only goes down between 10 and 20% each time. Before then, it decreases drastically. 1 to 2, 78%. We already discussed that earlier. When we get to 3 and 4, it's 57%. When we get to 6 and 7, it's still decreasing down to 35%. By the time we get to 9, it's only 10 to 20%. And then at 10, 11, 12, going after that, it's always between that 10 to 20%. And so I'm going to define that we can see from the data that getting to 9 leagues becomes too many to manage. It becomes too many to keep track of all of your league mates, keep track of all their tendencies, and play that specific game with them. Instead, you have to start thinking about a portfolio. Well, if you're thinking about portfolio starting at 9 leagues, I said at a bare minimum you need 12 leagues. Realistically, you want more. I found it hard to play at 24. So I'm going to call that the portfolio dead zone. The portfolio dead zone is when you have between 9 leagues and 23 leagues. You don't have the portfolio flexibility in order to be able to react to a lot of different market forces. You don't have the ability to be slightly in or slightly out. You have to be totally in or totally out. You don't have the ability to go through and keep track of all your league mates. You can't focus on them at an individual level. Maybe you can focus on a couple of your leagues, but you can't do it across all of them. And so you're stuck in the middle. You don't have a great portfolio to play with, but you also don't have these small enough number of leagues that you can really focus on optimizing them. So that's why I'm calling it the dead zone. I don't want anybody listening to this to be in the dead zone unless you are somebody that has tons and tons of time, that you're able to focus on, hey, I know that I can spend even more time than the normal person. Maybe you have a job that allows you to continually be on Sleeper. You're able to just constantly chat with all your league mates. Maybe you have something where, you know, at home, you're a single person, you don't have other stuff going on, and you're able to keep track of literally everything. You have tons of spreadsheets of all of your league mates, and you know all of their tendencies. If you have the time for that, that's great. And maybe you can be in this dead zone and still have that work for you. But you need to also understand that if that is working for you, you are the outlier. You are not the normal dynasty player. You do not fit in normally. And how often do outliers that we try and call in the NFL miss? That's what they are, outliers. There's not going to be a ton of people that are the outliers to that norm. And there's not going to be a ton of people that are able to pull this off. So if you are between the total dynasty leagues of 9 and 23, I want you to be aware that, hey, that might be a problem. I either need to have more leagues or I need to reduce my total league count. So that's something to look out for. As one last thing, I wanted to take a look at my portfolio and my league mates. So I just wanted to see, hey, how many of my league mates are playing in a portfolio? How many of them am I going to know that I can work against in that way? And how many of them are going to be trying to grind those micro edges in all of my leagues? So across my 23 leagues in my database, I have a total of 198 league mates from 2023. Looking at the numbers, I counted how many people were above 9 leagues, and that number of people was 95. So about half of my league mates are playing in a portfolio mindset. But I also need to compare how many of those league mates I'm in multiple leagues with. What leagues are those league mates in? And as I thought about it more, I realized something. About half of my leagues are leagues that I make with the South Harmon people. And the people that are in leagues that, you know, are with people that I talk about fantasy with on a regular basis. And those people are bound to be in more leagues than the average dynasty fantasy football player. So that's where a lot of that half number comes from. I look down that list. I see people that you're going to recognize as being part of the South Harmon community. See J-Cap. I see Castle Black. I see Mike. I see B-Hall. I see Shy Guy. I see Kilmo. I see Liebert. I see Not Great Bob. I see Adam. Like, all those people have a ton of leagues, and I'm in quite a few leagues with most of them. And so the numbers start to make sense when I look at them of, okay, well, half of my leagues are with more random people. And sure, some of the people that are in the South Harmon leagues with me aren't in as many leagues overall. But that number almost balances out with the people that are in a ton of leagues and that just randomly ended up in the same league as I was. In some of my random leagues, I have some people that are in 60 leagues, 50 leagues, 40 leagues that I know are not part of the South Harmon community. I've never seen them as part of the South Harmon community, but I know which leagues I share with them. And so now I'm able to understand a little bit more about those league mates. I understand, like, oh, huh, this, I have one random league that it's just a standard lineup start 10 that, you know, that league has been a great league. I loved playing it for years. And the league chat is, everyone's always active. If you want to do trades, you're always getting quick responses. And I realized that I only have a total of 10 people that are above 40 leagues. And four of them are in this one league. I didn't even know that. I had no idea that this league was full of such active portfolio playing dynasty players. And I realize as well in that league specifically that I'm one of the people that doesn't have as big of a portfolio. You think of, oh, I've just got a league with a bunch of randoms, that it's a start 10 lineup, that it's probably going to be people that are more focused on that specific dynasty league. Because I just went through the numbers. The number of managers that are out there that are playing in portfolios is really small. But no, this league is actually a bunch of portfolio sharks. And so now in that league, I'm going to have to play that a little differently. I might be able to find some edges in just trying to figure out what people's portfolios are. Or I can just know that, hey, this is the kind of league that I'm able to manipulate my portfolio easier. I'm able to, if I want to be out on a player, trade with these people first. Or if I want to access a player, these people might be more willing to give them up at market prices. And so that's the kind of thing that I can recognize and allow me to play my leagues a little bit more efficiently without having to invest tons of time into trying to play that league optimally. Because if you're trying to play every single league optimally, you're going to run out of time and it's just not going to be possible. That's what a portfolio is about. A portfolio is about, rather than playing an individual league like perfectly, you're playing a slew of leagues optimally, optimizing out enough of the random variance that comes with fantasy football such that you're always on top. That's what it means to be a part of a portfolio. So for our first year on the Grinding the Edge podcast, we're going to make it slightly interactive. If you want your version of this report, tweet at me, at Dynasty Koopa, with the hashtag Dynasty Portfolios. Then put your sleeper username into the tweet, or DM it privately if you don't want that to be known publicly, and I will send you your report. Then you can look at the number of leagues that you share with each manager, and how many leagues that manager is in, and hopefully you can gain something from that as well. And you can maybe catch some leagues that maybe have some more sharks in it than you thought. That maybe you've got more people that are playing in that portfolio mindset. Or a league that you thought was a bunch of portfolio managers maybe doesn't have as many as you thought. That's everything that I have for this week. Once again, if you want your Dynasty Portfolio report, get on X, tweet at me, at Dynasty Koopa, with the hashtag Dynasty Portfolio, and I will get you your report for all of your sleeper leagues. Don't forget to check out everything else we have going on over at southharmonff.com, over on the South Harmon YouTube, and over at the Patreon at patreon.com/southharmon. That's it for this week, and don't forget to stay sharp and grind that edge.